course, you know I did. And his wife said, we ain't got no apple pie. He said, I didn't say we did. He said, I just wondered if he wanted some. He said, I want to see who wants to go home, but it don't matter. We ain't going. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have a little church. Because I've been feeling bad, taking your money and cutting the show short. So we're going to have a little encore here tonight. I'm going to preach to you out of Luke chapter 5, Sister Rachel. If you'll have a song ready at the altar, I'm going to make an altar call. And when I don't have a song, I don't pray long at all. But if you'll have a song, they'll be respectful enough to pray through the song one time anyway. Amen. So if you can think of one while I'm preaching, if I inspire you enough, if not, you can just sing Amazing Grace again or whatever. But amen, you have a song ready. How many like to pray through tonight? Amen. It came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And when he had, Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, hear me now, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, or when they had this done, they enclosed, hear me now, a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come unto them. And they came and filled both the ships, so they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, as the draught of the fishes which they had taken. I want to preach from this tonight. I want for a few minutes. Don't take me too long. If you'll just lend me your attention. Now, it helps if you read along with me, or at least listen to my text, because sometimes if you don't hear my text, you'll never make the connection. Amen. And you'll be like, you know, somebody will ask you tomorrow, what did Brother Randy preach on last night? And you'll say, who? Who? Yeah, your memories are short, aren't they, huh? But I trust the Lord to help me. Amen. I want to preach on a night of toiling. Amen. And a morning of triumph. Night of toiling. Jesus came, you know, the multitude gathered around him, and the Lord, he's just a wonderful mind. And he came upon two ships. They were on the shore, nobody in them. They were doing maintenance on the ship. Sometimes I think that's all we're doing here. And I love you. But all we get done, sometimes I feel like, maybe I'm wrong, but sometimes I feel like we've got the ship, we got the nets, but all we get done is washing nets and maintaining the ship. But that ain't really what God called us to do. Huh? He called us to be fishers of men. Amen. Help me now. Oh, I feel like preaching to you. You've already heard several sermons, but I'm telling you, it's a long way to Wednesday. Amen. You need a bunch of something to get you through. And I'm proud of these preachers. Brother Robert, he just does great. Brother, them singers, all this, I know. But I want you to notice, Jesus came up and they were two ships, and Jesus had the idea that if I get in this ship and launch out a little away from the shore, I won't be crowded and more people can hear the gospel from the ship. And so he got on Peter's ship. And he told Peter to launch out a little ways from the bank. Are you going to help me? He launched out. Now listen, things are already starting to look up for Peter. He still don't have any fish. He still don't have the miracle, but he's got a man on board that's going to change everything. Woo! That's what happened to Robert Deal. Huh? Now, I don't remember how the scenario went, Brother Robert. I'm going to get to my sermon because I'm not going to preach over an hour and a half. I don't want to get into that. But when I came here, I don't know. I don't remember and I know you'd prayed all your life and through. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't Brother Stump preaching when you came? Was it? Preaching the revival? Now, I may be wrong. You may have prayed some another time. But I remember that night he was preaching when you came and knelt over here. And then, boy, I remember. Boy, your mom was so happy, I'm telling you. And she got after you, and she wasn't, I believe every service after that, she'd tell me, now Robert writes poems, and he writes songs. And, you know, I believe the Lord could use him. And she just kept mentioning that. And then finally, she coaxed him into getting up here and singing his first song. I'll never forget it. I mean, I probably will forget it, but I haven't forgot it yet, is what I'm saying. Huh? And, you know, that's what happened to Brother Deal over here. You know, he had a long night of toiling. Now, I want you to notice, I want to preach to somebody here tonight. It's in that night of toiling. And you think, because you're in that night of toiling and you've done your best and still things are no better. Matter of fact, amen, I want you to notice some words in this scripture. Amen, if you got your Bible there, I want you to look at that. The first word I want you to notice in that verse is when Jesus told him after he'd preached, hear me now, I'll tell you what King Mountain Church needs. Amen, we need to realize, amen, sometimes that the Lord is not on board. And all we're doing is cleaning nets and staying in tune and practicing and working and getting sermons and reading books. Amen, are you listening to me? Having meetings. Amen, and nothing's getting caught. Amen, but listen. Amen, Peter had in his mind, amen, we failed. Amen, we fished all night and came up empty. Amen, help me preach a little. Amen, but listen, Jesus got on board and borrowed their ship for a pulpit. I'll tell you, when you allow Christ on board, he takes charge of the miracle. Somebody say amen. Y'all getting this yet? Three words, they begin with N in this verse. Number one word is night. When Peter answered him, hey man, how does it say it, Brother Jeremy, exactly? He said, does he say we have toiled all night? How does it say it? Read it to me. Read me the part where Peter says, hey man, answers to Jesus. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night. All right, I want you to listen to this right here. Amen. You may be here tonight and notice what he had respect for the Son of God. He called him Master. And you know, I think this might be the gentlest that I ever heard Peter's voice in all the other readings I read of him. It seems to be the most humble and the most, amen, gentle voice. Amen. He's standing on board his ship. Are you in this house tonight and the Master is on board? Amen. But you still don't have the miracle, amen, that you're wanting. You've tried all night. You've tried to live good. You've tried to do it right. And brother, the night is dark and the net is empty. Somebody say amen. Oh, I want to preach to you a little bit in here tonight. There's three words begin with N. One is night, and the other one is nothing. We have taken nothing. Are you with me? Oh, y'all not helping me preach. You, amen. If I'd ask you tonight, are you planning on going to hell, being lost, backsliding? No way. But yet we're toiling in the night, and we're not catching anything. Amen. We're just going through the motions. We're exerting toiling and energy, and it's a night of nothing. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. How long have you been there? I want you to understand with me tonight, there's a master on board. Amen. Come on now. Amen. It's been nothing up to now. Amen. But listen what he said. Amen. He said, nevertheless. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We've fished all night and we've caught nothing. But nevertheless, at thy word. Amen. Are you hearing me preach? I want to tell you, amen, that night of nothing, that night of toiling. Come on now. Amen. I want to preach to the church a little bit here tonight. We may have toiled all night. We've done our best with the experience we have, and we came up empty. Whoa, hallelujah. Feel the Holy Ghost. Would it be worth praying 30 years for a man to get saved? Would it be worth, Sister Connie, praying? Well, let me ask somebody else here. Would it be worth it? Henry, would it be worth coming down here and joining a church and sitting on the second pew and feeling uncomfortable night after night, amen, and wondering if you belong or not, wondering why you don't get saved when everybody else does, amen, will it be worth it, amen, to toil all night, amen, if morning comes and the master steps on board? Am I right or not? Now, let's take inventory here. I got about 10 more minutes of preaching. Do you want to dismiss or can I have 10 more minutes? Hey, man, I hate to leave you in the dark. Amen. Praise God. So I want to tell you, there is a night of toiling. You're here right now. I want to preach to you. Amen. You're battling your own doubt and your own fears. You say, I've done the best I can. That's what Peter said. He said, Master, amen, I can feel that doubt in him, Brother Jeff. Amen. Have you ever been there? Amen. When you've done your very best and ain't getting where you want to go. And the Lord says, amen, launch out a little deeper. And you say, but Lord, you don't understand how hard I've tried, and the Lord knows more than you know about it. Amen. And nevertheless, that's the word, amen, we need to come up with, Brother Mitch. It's the nevertheless. Woo! Somebody help this preacher. Amen. I'll tell you what, it's been a long, dark night. Amen. Little angel, amen, Robert was getting to you tonight, wasn't he? Amen. Come on now. I want to tell you, it might have been a long night. Amen. But morning came, and I heard the word of God, and he said, let's go back and do over what we did before. I've already done this. I've been coming to church here as long as you have, preacher. Things ain't no better, they're worse. All we get done is cleaning nets, cleaning boats. Amen. Jesus said, I want you to go back out in the same lake, in the same boat. But it's not night now. It's daylight. And there's a big difference. There's a master on board. Amen. Who commands you by his word. Somebody say amen. Launch out. Cast your net. It was a night of toiling. A night of nothing. A night of weariness and emptiness. You ever been there? But now the morning's came, and the master's come. And now it becomes a morning, amen, of possibilities, opportunities, miracles. Are you listening to me? You ain't getting this. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Let's pull this a little bit further. I'm almost done. 5 more minutes and I'll be out of here. Amen, Brother Bailey. I appreciate you. Have you ever had to endure some long nights? Weeping may endure for what? Weeping may endure for the night. But joy is coming in the morning. It's coming. I was on the phone and I talked to a preacher. You know, preachers do. I have several preachers that call me in the evenings and they'll say, well, what are you preaching? And I, you know, I don't care. I just share it with them. I got it, you know, somewhere myself. I had to dig it out. Amen. So I said, I'm going to preach on this night of toiling. Amen. And morning of victory and triumph. Amen. And I began to talk to him and I said, you know, I don't know if the times in my life, hear me now, when I was a young boy, Brother Charlie, Dad would get on these working spells, you know. And boy, we'd plow the field and plant the field and work. And I'm telling you, I just dragged a bed. Now, my dad, he had a notion that he watched the chickens. And when they roosted, he roosted. Anybody understand that? Nobody understands that. I mean, it didn't matter what time they roosted. On his way to bed, he'd say, did you lock the chicken house door? That was my job. I wake up in the night with a cold sweat wondering sometimes if I lock the chickens up. Because, buddy, if I leave that door open and a fox gets one of them laying Dominecker hens, I'm dead over an egg. Are you listening to me? Praise God. Amen. I can remember going to bed so wore out and weary. Are you hearing me? And wake up the next morning. When you're young, you can do this. Wake up the next morning, ready to do it again. Can you say, how many knows what I'm talking about? Might have been a long time, amen, ago, but I can remember hiring on with a carpenter crew, carrying cement blocks, 12-inch cement blocks, two at a time, amen, cement. Praise God. The old boss I worked for, if he saw you carrying one bag of mortar, what's a bag of mortar? 53 pounds? Huh? 53-pound mortar, Portland was 93 pounds. But mortar was 53 pounds, and he'd see you carrying one bag, and he'd say, I thought I hired a man to help me. And so, you know, he'd throw another one up on there. And you carry, and there you get the picture, don't you? Amen. Wheel and cement, I'd be so wore out, I'd go to home, had to just keep pulling your britches up. How many knows what I'm talking about? You got slack and you wore out. Amen. I'd lay down at night. Amen. Morning come. Praise God. Somebody say amen. It changed everything. Amen. Have you ever went to bed with a burden on your heart, not knowing how you're going to pay that bill, not knowing what you're going to do with that wild, woolly teenager of yours, not wondering what you're going to do, amen, with the sickness in your body, amen, in the morning come, and new hope comes with it. How many knows what I'm talking about? Me and my dad was trying to put a insert in a fireplace one time, and we couldn't figure out how to get that in there. That's back before the fancy rigs, you know, and you had to put your metal in just right, and we couldn't figure out how we was going to do it in this existing fireplace. I went to bed that night and got relaxed and fell asleep, and I dreamed how to put that back together. Amen. I called my dad early the next morning. I said, come over and help me. I know how to do that. He said, how'd you figure it out? I said, I dreamed about it, and I think it'll work. He said, you're kidding me. No. We come on over. Amen. I'd already got started on my dream, and it went in like a glove. Amen. I'm glad for the morning. It gives you a fresh idea, a fresh zeal. You're not helping me. You've been in the dark so long, you're like a bat. You've lost your eyesight. Hallelujah. And I will tell you, come out into the sunshine. The master's on board, and he says, launch out. Are y'all watching the clock? Seem like I see that clock in y'all's glasses here. Y'all, just kidding. Been a long night, but morning's come, and the master's on board. Launch out. Here's what he said. Launch out into the deep for what?
He told them the outcome. He told them the outcome for a drought. That means a lot of fish. He cast the net on the right side of the ship. They got so many. Hear me, I'm almost done. They got so many fish that the boats begin to sink. And you know what they did? Build a bigger church. No, they didn't. You thought they had it all. No, they didn't. Well, just let them go. We got all we need. No. He called for his partner. Hey, John, James, come here. We got more than we can handle. What happened? That night of toiling turned into a morning of triumph. Hear me. You say, well, I've suffered. I'm tired of suffering. I've said it myself. I'm tired of suffering. Oh, hang in there. The night won't last forever. Hear me preach. I said the night will not last forever. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net broke. They beckoned unto their partners, which are other ship, and they should come and help them. They came and filled both the ships. So they began to sink, and it affected Simon in the right way. He fell at Jesus' feet. He saw the Lord as master, and himself a sinner. That's what a move of God will do for you. Amen. That's what the man of God. I said that's what a move of God will do for you. Let's stand. Feel the Holy Ghost here. I want to ask you, how many understands that night of toiling? Anybody besides me? Anybody else? You understand that night of toiling? We toiled all night. And we've caught nothing. Master, it's going to be just like it was last night. Not this time. Not this time. Hear me. Am I right or not? Not this time. Because I'm on board. Amen. Amen. Bow your heads with me just a minute. You lift your hands, ask the Lord to deal with somebody right here, right now. Let this message go to the heart that needs it the most.